We had done our homework, followed every instruction, and chosen the best doctor. Now Pete's life was in the surgeon's hands. 8 hours later, he was wheeled to the recovery room. The operation was a success. A few days later, a biopsy revealed that the tumor was a rare, aggressive type of meningioma that exhibited cancer-like behavior. The surgeon sent us to a Duke oncologist who recommended radiation to prevent a recurrence. She told us there were different types of radiation therapy, but little consensus on which was best, and to take our time making the decision while Pete healed. As I researched our options, a physician friend sent me an article from a health portal that medical professionals rely on called UpToDate.com. The information is dense, but it includes the latest evidence-based treatment guidelines for almost every condition. And it helped me understand the different types of radiation. Patients can access the site by paying a fee, $20 for a one-week subscription, and I often subscribe when a friend needs deeper information than what he or she can find on free sites. After studying all the options, we talked with an oncologist and decided to do the radiation closer to home rather than under her care at Duke. But her honesty and understanding in the situation helped build the foundation for a physician-patient relationship that Pete values to this day. He treks to Duke to see her several times a year to make sure his tumor hasn't returned. He often emails her with general questions about his health, even though he has a new primary care physician, and she always takes the time to reply. They develop something simple yet precious in their time together, a sense of trust.